Hello, everyone. Welcome to our podcast. Calliope Awards for 2016 were presented on Wednesday, April 27th. I'm Shirley Noon from Nova Annandale. Calliope is the student journal of art and literature published every spring at Northern Virginia Community College, Annandale. We are presenting the works of remarkable, talented people. Get ready to be inspired. Here they are. Winners in the category of English as a Second Language. Third prize, Yu Chang, A Life-Changing Decision.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Before I read, I want to thank my professor, Natalia. She taught me a lot and helped me a lot. I'll pick up just one paragraph. All roads lead to Rome. No matter which road you choose, there will be a unique view. In fact, not everyone is allowed to choose a road by themselves, especially in my country. One day, last year, was the first time that I made a choice by myself. I was very proud of my first choice. This experience would stay with me forever. If you were born in China, I had to say, you are lucky, but also you are unlucky. If you want to know why, just continue to read.
Second prize, Tao Trin, My Mom. First prize also goes to Tao Trin, My Memorable Place.
Okay, hello. Thank you, my professor, Miss Millington, Melinda, for inspiring me to write and to encourage me to submit my essay for the Calliope. Well, she was the best professor I have met in Nova. Thank you so much. So I will read my entry about my mom. A day of my mom starts at 5 a.m. She wakes up even earlier than the sun. Every morning, she boils the water, makes morning tea, and prepares a bottle of iced tea for me to drink at school. She cleans the house every day before going to work. As a principal of a small kindergarten, my mom always goes to work early and leaves last. To make sure all the work is done, lights and faucets are turned off. No matter how busy her day is, she always makes fast and good dinner for us every day. She says our happy face when eating blow her tiredness away. In my country, dishwashers and vacuum cleaners are not common. Therefore, my mom has to do all the chores and laundry by herself. However, when my sister and I were old enough to do house chores, she bought all the machines to help us. Because of all the hard work, my mom's feet are sore, her hair becomes silver, her skin wasn't cared for well, and her hands are taut like a man's. However, the taut hands taught me the value of hard work and the happiness that comes afterward. Thank you.
Winners in the category of creative nonfiction. Second prize, Edna Squire, Detached from Reality.
Good afternoon. I had a sick feeling in the pit of my stomach as soon as our taxi pulled up to the pier. It looked as barren as the Sahara Desert. Being a seasoned cruiser who has traveled to six continents on cruise ships, I knew something was drastically wrong. The normal hurried bustle of an impending cruise was vacant. I wondered if we were at the wrong pier. My son, Julian, and daughter, Jillian, waited in the taxi for a while as my husband ran frantically up and down the pier to locate a staff member to assist us. I asked the driver to be patient just in case we needed to go to another pier. He assured me that we were at the only pier that cruises departed from in Boston. Meanwhile, the meter continued to tick away. A woman in her late 60s appeared from the building where passengers prepared to embark on their cruise. She had on a blue jacket embroidered with a cruise line insignia. A blonde beehive hairdo was mounted on the top of her head. I jumped out of the cab and ran towards her. "Ma'am," I shouted, "can you please help us?" What occurred after was one of the most humiliating moments of my entire life. And I can never show my face in Boston again. I'm honored to be a part of the Calliope family. And I'd like to thank Professor Sela for encouraging me to enter the contest. I'd also like to thank my traveling partners in crime, my husband Greg, and my daughter Jillian, and my son Julian. Thank you.
First prize, Alexandra Nava Ruiz Treco speaks about her work, Crossings at the Paso del Norte.
Hi. So my story, Crossings at the Paso del Norte, requires a lot of context, so I'm not going to read an excerpt for it because it doesn't quite work without it. But I wanted to thank my father for letting me print this. I had written up an initial draft and sent it to him because my father is, it is primarily about my father and kind of personal, and his response that it made him cry. And was very proud and honored that I would do such. Oral tradition is a very strong part of my family. Through it, I learned about our ranch in Arizona prior to Arizona becoming a state, and then how it was taken away once it was. I learned about the grand uncle who had all sorts of stories about bootlegging, and as well as my father's childhood, which was difficult at times. He started working at the age of 6 as a shoeshine boy to help support his mother and their 5 children. At the age of 8, he had a hernia that he got from picking prunes in Southern California as a migrant farm worker, despite being a 5th-generation American. So this story centers around having heard those stories of parents growing up and not quite realizing the truth behind them, and through it, the realization of that truth and how it affected my father and the lessons that it taught to me. So I would greatly appreciate it if you do take a read and maybe reflect upon the stories that your own family has and your own parents have chosen to share with you. Thank you.
The Calliope Committee is grateful to so many people at Nova Annandale, staff, faculty, and students for their generous support and creativity. Robert Brown of Nova's Web Services and Digital Media served as technical editor of this podcast. Nova, we are partners in your success. See you next year. For Calliope, I'm Shirley Noon.